From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Leaders of the Group of Eight industrialized nations concluded their summit at Camp David today, claiming agreement on two fronts. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the leaders say they want Greece to stay in the eurozone and renewed a commitment to economic growth.
Greece and growth were the dominant issues at this weekend summit, held at the rustic presidential retreat outside Washington. A joint statement from the G8 leaders said they agreed on the importance of a strong and cohesive eurozone that includes Greece. A Greek withdrawal from the currency could have ripple effects throughout Europe and weaken the economic recovery here in the United States. Leaders also stressed the importance of pursuing policies that promote jobs and economic growth, along with efforts to control government deficits in Europe. Growth is cited as an imperative in the opening line of the joint statement. Even German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has been the austerity champion, says growth and deficit cutting reinforce one another. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama now heads to Chicago for another summit, this one of NATO nations. NPR's Jackie Northam reports dozens of world leaders are gathered for talks that begin tomorrow.
This is only the third time the U.S. has hosted a NATO summit since the alliance was formed in the late 1940s, and it's held in President Obama's hometown. The focus of the summit will be on sustaining long-term commitments to Afghanistan after the bulk of combat troops withdraw at the end of 2014. This isn't a pledging summit, but the U.S. wants to get a sign from the other nations that they're willing to help train Afghanistan's security forces and continue development projects post-2014. One of President Obama's first bilateral meetings will be with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Both men will also meet with Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari, who received a last-minute invitation to the summit. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.
In eastern Afghanistan, at least 10 people are dead in a suicide bombing targeting a police checkpoint. Most of the victims were civilians. Police say the bomber was heading for a checkpoint along the Pakistan border when he blew himself up in a crowded market. Chinese dissident Chen Guangchun has arrived in the U.S. after authorities in Beijing allowed him and his family to leave China. Chen stirred up diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China a month ago when he escaped house arrest and sought refuge at the U.S. Embassy. Upon arriving in New York City this evening, Chen thanked the U.S. for supporting him.
At the most critical junctures, the American embassy in China provided a safe haven, and the American government has provided great assistance and given me partial citizenship rights here.
The Obama administration is praising the negotiations between Beijing and Washington that led to Chen's release. This is NPR. If you own a 2010 model year Jeep Wrangler, Chrysler may be recalling it. The recall affects only Wranglers with automatic transmission that were built before July 14, 2010. That covers nearly 87,000 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the Wranglers could catch fire because debris can get caught between a transmission plate and the catalytic converter. Chrysler received more than a dozen complaints about fires, but no injuries have been reported. Two people have been killed by a race car that went out of control during a rally in southern France today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the car plowed into spectators gathered along the side of the road.
The driver ran straight into the spectators in the tiny village of Plan de la Tour, killing a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old man. Among the 15 injured, four are said to be in serious condition, including two teenagers. The wounded were evacuated by helicopter to a hospital in the southern city of Nice. The cause of the accident is not known. The driver has been hospitalized and is being questioned by police. The second day of the race was canceled. Road races through villages are a popular sport in France, but there have been several fatal accidents recently. Two spectators have been killed in local rally races in the last 6 months. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
At the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore today, a repeat performance of the Kentucky Derby. I'll Have Another did, winning the second jewel in the Triple Crown by beating out favored Bodemeister in the last seconds of the race. I'll Have Another now has a chance to become the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978. The Belmont Stakes is June 9th. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.